Ah, finally, here we are. Well, what do you say? Looks pretty fancy, huh? I know I said that before, but thanks for coming along on this trip on such short notice. It would have ruined my entire vacation if I had to come here on my own. I'm still not quite over how my best friend canceled on me last minute. Huh? Oh, sorry, ranting again. Alright, I'll stop. Don't worry, I'm not gonna ruin our entire vacation with my belly aching. Deep breath. Grumpy me off. Holiday me on. Ah, that feels good. I like being my holiday me. You just wait. We're gonna have so much fun together because, well, we had so many activities planned. Like, tomorrow we're gonna have a spa day with massage and skin treatments and aromatherapy. It's gonna be awesome. And the day after, we're gonna go shopping. What do you mean? Oh, don't you dare bail on me too. Yes, of course you have to come along. I need a new bikini for summer, and since I don't have my best friend to advise me, you will have to tell me what looks good on me. Yes, I'm serious. Hey, you alright? You look a bit queasy. Was it the long car ride? They can sometimes get me queasy too. Nothing to be ashamed of, buddy. You know what, it's probably for the best we'll get to our room soon. We'll just have to pick up our key card. Oh, hi. Yeah, we have a reservation. Yep, that's us. Thank you very much. Whew, that was refreshingly uncomplicated. Hey, what are you waiting for? Are you coming? Sorry? No, you don't. I already picked up our key card. You were standing right next to me. What do you mean, your card? Oh, you mean like a second card to our room? Yeah, maybe that's a good idea. I mean, we're gonna be together more or less 24/7 for the next week, so one card should be enough. But you're right, maybe just in case. Huh? What do you mean? Yeah, of course we'll share a room. I always share a room with my best friend when we're on one of our BFF getaways. Now come on. Oh, wow, you look like super pale right now. The long car ride must have gotten you worse than we thought, huh? But don't you worry. You know what? As soon as we have settled in and unpacked and stuff, we'll go to the sauna together. You will feel like a completely new person after that. Believe me. There it is. 103, that's us. Huh. What's this? Bummer. It's one of those rooms with two separate beds. Well, never mind, buddy. Hey, you're gonna help me with this one. If we get this nightstand out of the way, I think we can just push these two together and turn two small beds into one big one. Yeah. Hey, what are you waiting for? You expect me to move these bed frames around by myself? Give me a hand here, please. Yeah, of course we'll push them together. I mean, look at them. One of them on its own is never gonna be big enough for the two of us. So then, you take the head of the bed frame and I'll take the... What? Yeah, we have to. Okay, genius, and how am I supposed to snuggle you tonight when you're all the way over there? Now get your pretty bottom over there and help me with this bed already. What do you mean? Yeah, of course we're gonna snuggle. What do you think I brought you for? Okay, I also brought you to tell me what bikini I look best in and to have someone to talk to in the moor bath. Huh? Yeah, we're taking a moor bath together? We got one up for tomorrow, 12 p.m. Sorry? Yeah, of course. Are you planning to take a moor bath with your gloves on? What? Do you usually take a bath in swimming trunks? You're weird. Now, help me with a bed already. Okay. Yeah, just pull it like that. Oh my god. Okay, on three. One, two. Oh my god. Okay. Whew. Okay, that's way better. So, do you want to take the right side or the left one? Actually, it doesn't matter all that much, because I'm gonna end up nestled up to you either way. I can't believe we're finally here together. This is gonna be so awesome. Man, I really needed this. So then, how about it? Wanna go check out the sauna with me? Yeah, maybe you're right. We should probably go have dinner first. It's getting late and I don't know when the kitchen closes. Alright. Come on, buddy. Let's go grab a bite. Oh, and stop looking so anxious. We're on vacation here. Let's go. You're finally down showering. You've been in there for longer than I was. I didn't think that was physically possible. You're probably in a position to some law of nature or something. Oh, I might have overdone it with dinner. It's probably for the best that we didn't go to the sauna afterwards. I might have fallen asleep in there and then you would have to carry me all the way here. Oh, but did you try those grilled vegetables? They were awesome. Hey, what's up? What you waiting for? Get in here. I had a way too long car ride and a few too many grilled vegetables. I need some tummy rubs right now. What do you mean? Yeah, of course I really want to do this. Why wouldn't I? Wait, have you been in the bathroom for this long to try and weasel out of snuggling with me? Wow, for this alone, I will steal all the crispy bacon strips off your plate at breakfast tomorrow. Okay, yeah, I mean, I would have done so anyway, but now I will not apologize for that. And I'll get in here. Finally. Now, was that so bad? Hey, what even is your problem? I snuggled with my girlfriends on each of our BFF getaways, and so far, nothing bad has happened. Yeah, well, maybe except for that one time but that's a story for another time. Never mind. For now, it's cuddle time. Any preferred cuddle positions? Like big spoon, little spoon, head on your chest. I mean, we have 6 nights ahead of us, so we can try all kinds of stuff. But maybe you have a favorite or just wanna. Oh, will you stop it already? Really, your stubborn behavior is starting to annoy me. Fine, if you don't wanna pick, I will. Here. A good old-fashioned bear hug. Hopefully this will keep you from trying to sneak off on me. What just staring at? Is there a spider on the ceiling? Because if so, I hope you're aware that I will insist that you get up, and I will not let you back into my bed before I caught it. No? Then what is it? Are you trying not to look at me? Come on, eyes on me. Here we go. Hi. Do you like my pajamas? My mom used to buy these for me when I was a little girl, and I guess she expected me to stop wearing them at some point, but I was like, why? I'm not that tall, so they actually still make them in my size. And they're super comfy and fluffy. Here. Super fluffy, right? Oh, come on, stop squirming so much. It's pretty late already, and we have a long day ahead of us. We should go to sleep. Just so you know, I move around a lot in my sleep, so if you should wake up with me on top of you, don't worry, okay? That's normal. Oh, and one more thing. Apparently, I am a sleep nibbler. I just thought I should tell you. Nothing bad, I promise. I never bit anything off or whatever. Okay, last year my friend complained that she couldn't sleep all night because apparently I was chewing on one of her ears the entire time. So if you have any body parts you don't want nibbled, you might want to try and keep them away from my face, or else I can't guarantee anything. Hey, stay here. Stop trying to shake me off. So you're a chicken. Are you afraid of some nibbles? Come on. I need you to keep me warm. Aww. Put your arms around me already. Aww. Hey. Don't let me do all the work. Hug me back. I want back rubs. This is serious. I need you. Cuddle me. Because if you don't cuddle me enough, I might get nightmares. And when a sleep nibbler gets nightmares, they might get jumpy. And you don't want me to jump you in the middle of the night, do you? See? So then, back rub. And maybe you could wrap your legs around me as well. I like getting squeezed a little. Why are you even making so much of a fuss? I thought we were friends. Don't you like me? Oh, yeah? Then you wouldn't want me to spend the first night of our vacation alone and unsnuggled, right? Now, come on. I'm really tired. We can talk tomorrow. For now, just cuddle me a little, okay? What time is it? Oh. Did anybody among other things? What do you mean? I didn't bite you anything, did I? Do you want me to kiss it better? Wait, just let me. Hey, no. Don't worry. I'm awake now. I told you I'm a sleep nibbler. But I don't bite people when I'm awake. Unless explicitly asked. I promise. It's alright? You sure? Okay. Then, let's just go back to sleep, okay? Hey, you untangled yourself from me. Can you wrap your legs around me again? What? Why not? I promise I won't bite you again. I only do that when I get nightmares. And I only get nightmares when I don't get snuggled sufficiently. So, if anything, this was your own fault for not rubbing my back enough. You should try and do better this time. Hey, what is it? I mean, no offense, but I cannot help but get the impression that you are somehow uncomfortable cuddling with me. And I don't get it. Don't you like me? I mean, we're best friends and we've known each other for years, and I thought you were rather excited when I invited you to go on this vacation with me. You didn't have to come if you didn't actually want to. I mean, I just thought it would be nice if the two of us... Oh, you do? That's great, but if you don't like me, and if you're happy to come along on this trip, then why are you so uptight about cuddling with me? Huh? Awkward? How is it awkward? We're best friends. If you can't snuggle with me, whom can you snuggle with? What? Of course, friends can snuggle. I snuggle with my girls every time we have a sleepover or whatever. Oh, okay. You think so? Oh. I just never looked at it that way before. So, that means we shouldn't. Even if we're best friends? Oh. That is really bad. I mean, I brought you along because I need someone to snuggle so I won't get nightmares. But as it turns out, I can't snuggle with you because we're best friends. Because snuggling with your best friend is awkward, apparently. What can we possibly do to make this less awkward for you? Tricky. Oh, I know. You could simply fall in love with me. Then snuggling with me would be a lot less awkward. Plus, my crush on you would no longer be this annoyingly one-sided. A perfect solution. Sorry? Yeah, I have a crush on you. Now, don't look so surprised. Wait, did I never mention that before? Oh, damn it. That would explain so much. Well, a crush means that you really like a person and enjoy being together with them and want to be together with them more and... Oh, you know what a crush is. Then why do you ask? Yeah, I have a crush on you. Yeah, a crush. whatever that means. Is there another kind of crush? Like, I don't mean they squeeze you to the point of breaking you kind of crush. Even though I do want to squeeze you. Just not that much. Like, I want to keep you in one piece. I need you to carry my shopping bags when we go shopping together, after all. Sorry? No, I don't know. Maybe a year or so? I mean, this is nothing you mark on your calendar like April the 1st, Grandma's birthday. April the 2nd, dentist at 5 p.m. April the 3rd, oh, fall in love with your best friend. It just, well, happens. Like, one day realize, hey, I feel really warm and happy around them. And I think about them a lot when I'm not together with them, and I want to do a couple stuff with them. You know what I mean? But I would say it's been somewhere around 1 year. Mm-hmm. Wait. You have a crush on me too? But then why were you this awkward about cuddling with me? You are so weird. Hey. If you have a crush on me, and I have a crush on you, can we be, like, together now? You know, as in, like a couple. Really? Awesome. That means we can kiss and stuff, right? Oh, hey, you're making that face again. Don't you want to? You do? But you sure? You sure? Great. Then, come here. Why didn't we do this ages ago? Best friend ditched me for her runny nose boyfriend. I mean, I still get my cuddles and back rubs. And in addition, I get some... I'd love to keep making up with you. It's really late already. Mm-hmm. We should probably try and catch some sleep now. We can kiss as much as we want. If I call you Honey Bun now, right? Excellent. So, now that we are, you know, together, can anybody?